Yeah, did you see that?
See Elon Musk hit a fucking...
Did you even see the Nazi salute from Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yeah.
That
yeah.
was...
And he claims he was
then, bro.
He's like, I'm sending my heart to you, and he pounded his chest and then tossed his hand up.
Threw it out, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is
I think a lot of the shit he be doing, sometimes he be trolling, too.
You think that? That's
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he's heavy on Twitter and shit.
He is.
He's always, like... laughing at jokes on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like shit that AB posts.
He's trying to do like the keck.
Like the Cracker yeah. of the Year awards and all that. He always laughs at shit like that. So I think he knows what he's doing. He's very funny.
But tossing a fucking.
Yeah, that was crazy though. That's not that much. Not an inauguration.
You can't do that at a political rally.
And then being like, oh my God, enough with the Nazi stuff, dude. It's like, that was wild.
That was a close one.
Yeah.
I'm usually quick to defend that one.
Why didn't you go? I saw like.
I went to the Notre Dame National Championship.
You were invited for sure, though.
I was not through the administration.
You're one of the pure ones.
AB invited me. Like I got invited with AB.
Yeah.
Which was tough to turn down. Yeah.
Antonio Brown was at the inauguration.
With okay, Theo Vaughn and the Paul brothers. I mean, that was a crazy lineup.
Dude,
I didn't even know he was. I didn't see him. I didn't see AB in none of those pictures.
I didn't see him either.
He was there.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know that.
I saw a picture of him and Trump, and he invited me to go with him.
He took a picture with Trump? How is this not? I have not seen none of that shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I saw the Paul brothers were there.
I saw one of the, it was this black guy there doing an MLK speech.
Oh, yeah. And Trump's behind him, kind of fucking laughing.
If you're a brother in America, that guy set us back right there. I don't know what. I don't know what he even put that accent on for. I don't know why. Yeah, it was a lot, man.
So he hit like the old preacher accent.
It's like, damn, bro.
What was he doing? He's like, we will have Panama one day. Yeah,
well, you don't do it. You're not allowed to do it. Let's leave it alone, bro. Let's leave it alone. Just fuck it. Because after he started,
that was just for clarification.
Nah, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right when you went to go and do that.
That's how we both naturally talk. This is our radio voice right now.
We've been code switching this whole
time. Whenever we talk, we're like, yeah, I'd like some Chipotle. Could I get chicken bowl with rice? And he says, yeah, no problem, Shane.
One day the portions will be bigger. This is some bullshit.
This is just how we talk normally.
The brand risk right here.
This is not a brand risk.
We have a cease and desist letter. This is getting bad.
Nah.
Our lawyers are counter back with white boys crazy. Damn, Juicy, you're the man.
Oh, man.
Can you do a good MLK?
I'm gonna just leave that alone because that guy definitely he set us back so bad that I don't even think we need to impersonate MLK. I don't even know why that guy did that. And if you look at Trump and Elon Musk and everybody's face when he was doing it, it's just like
crazy.
I don't know why.
It was almost as crazy as the Hitler salute.
They were like trying not to laugh. Yeah. It was almost like, bro, why are you doing this?
Because it is right funny.
Now? Yeah. It's like
we know that's not how you talk. What are you doing?
My God. Yeah, it was bad. Who is that guy? Was he a pastor?
Yeah. Yeah, I missed everything on the internet. How do you Google that, by the way?
Yeah, that's not the best person to impersonate during an inauguration.
Yeah.
They could have just played a clip, I think.
True.
Reverend Lorenzo Sewell. Yeah, I knew he was a reverend.
What was he stoked on? Was he just like stoked on Trump or like?
I think unity.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah, that's dope.
It truly is though. If you're going to give a speech,
that's good.
Nobody had anything bad to say. Oh wow, yeah, no, that guy's good. Yeah, that's a good dude.
He could have just been like, all right,
for him to just come in there for unity. That's
actually nice. Yeah.
And maybe he just got carried away, the spirit of the moment. He was just like, fuck it, I can't control myself. Let rip.
Yeah, I mean, Musk got carried away too.
Yeah, he saw Musk do a fucking Nazi salute. He's like, I'm doing the voice. Fuck this. Yeah. I'm gonna have fun too.
Oh, it's the 40s and 50s again. Yeah. Everybody's going back. Let's just do whatever we were doing.
That was weird though, seeing like
everybody was trying to get in.
Everyone's going back in time.
And then you saw the Paul brothers got into it with
Theo.
Theo.
I thought it was a joke at first, but Theo really
Yeah,
he hopped on.
Classic bullying, dude. They fucked up his chair and had him fall.
Yeah, he was serious, bro.
Yeah, you'd be embarrassed. Imagine falling at the inauguration.
It didn't happen.
Huh?
Theo came back and said, my bad. Turns out they didn't fuck with the chair.
But was he trolling?
I don't think. I think he was serious. I have no idea. I didn't talk to him about it. I think he seemed serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was ready to ride.
Guys, you never really know sometimes.
Right? Yeah, you can't really tell, but that seemed serious.
Yeah, he seemed. Yeah, because why? Because it didn't seem like anything he was joking about.
No,
yeah, there was no joke in none of the shit he was tweeting out.
Unless he sells a fight with them.
True.
Because he just goes and gets knocked out by the Paul brothers.
I was ready to ride against the Paul brothers.
Hey, that's one way he could be selling that fight.
Maybe he sells just getting knocked out in a couple months.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah,
falling through a chair out of anywhere is hell. But inauguration,
that is funny to think about. Logan, who's Logan's the boxer, right? Mm-hmm. Or Jake Paul?
Jake.
No, they both do it.
Yeah.
One fake fight. Logan is like a WWF guy.
I think he did that after he did the Floyd when he was like, fuck this.
Yeah, he boxed Floyd Mayweather. Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get him confused.
They both box, but the younger brother's the one
still
who just beat the fuck out of Mike Tyson.
So unnecessary.
That was
so
too,
bad.
No, yeah, that was like sad, man.
Yeah.
They have Mike like butt naked in the locker room, just getting prepared.
I think that was Mike.
Yeah.
I think Mike was doing that.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Mike really tweaking out.
Yeah, true.
But that might have just been, I think that's from other fights, though, man. I think he's got a form of CTE for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people with functional CTE. There's CTE that you can notice off bat, but then there's like the functional kind.
Yeah.
That like you could say wild shit and get away with it a little bit. Yeah.
It's like
Mike
AIDS.
Tyson is one of them. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you have enough money.
Yeah.
You can just ride
and eventually
it
spreads. AIDS. It spreads until. Yeah.
You just give it to all your girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Punch them in the head.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I don't think you spread it like that. I think it spreads through the brain.
It does. Yeah. That's actually a decent point.
Yeah.
CTE does.
He's
it
got
can
a point.
Kind of spread.
Nah, he's got a point.
Yeah.
They got it from somebody who probably had CTE too.
Who's some functional CTE people that you feel like have functional CTE?
I think it's probably just most former NFL guys.
Yeah. Anytime they flash to a UFC fighter, one of those things.
Nah, some of the fighters have it too.
Oh, the old UFC fighters.
Yeah, they're wrecked.
Real
dude.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be kind of sick to just be like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm just going to get my bell rang and just rock with CTE for a while. Once you get over the fear, it's got to be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Just gamble whenever you feel like it. Fucking smash everything in your house.
Those gamble companies, they'll be on you too. They'll be looking for those people. You've been seeing that. You know about Bob Minnery?
I know of him.
He's been promoting the fuck out of some gamble company.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. They got him by the balls, man. He's just promoting.
Who is
every
it? Who is that?
He usually does shit with like Nelk Boys.
Okay.
And different shit around that. But I don't know the name of the company, but it is funny, man. He'll do a promotion and then take it down in like an hour. He'd be like, if you want to win free tickets, come out to a game with me and just have this all this shit you got to do. And then he'd be like, fuck those people. I'm not doing that shit no more. This company is such. You're like, what the fuck just happened, bro? You got all these people signed up in an hour. And he's like, if you guys signed up, I'm sorry. Tomorrow we'll do a different one. I'm like, yo, this is the worst business I've ever seen in my life. But you know, those companies, they just like, they got money, man.
Dude, tons of money. Wild out here, apparently, man. They've been like killing it harder than anyone can imagine. Like billions
betting?
Of dollars out of the state of New Jersey alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sagar and Jetty's big on that. The guy from Breaking Points was—he was hipping me to the stats, and they're not good.
Dude, yeah, we never had betting like this.
I know.
You had to go to Atlantic City, or
I don't think they were able to promote it back in the day.
Yeah, it was illegal.
Yeah,
they just made it legal, and now every single person gambles.
Well, after LeBron James started doing commercials, like fuck,
was he?
Yeah, he does one right now with Kevin Hart, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.